The other note is over. The peaceful transition has begun. That was Jisue by Rain Dog.
No, the other way. Rain Dog.
Oh, Rain Dog by Jisue. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. Thank you, Matthew.
Hey, no problem.
That was cool. I like that. I like that.
Now
I'm gonna save your thing.
You just submit. Just go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Save show. I'm saving your show. Your show is saved.
Yay.
Not just by me, but by the internet, by the computers that are available to us. This is CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded and ancestral territories of the Squamish, the Tsleil-Waututh, the Kwikwutlum, and the
Musqueam
people. Sorry, I'm trying to see around. You'd think I'd have this memorized by now, but clearly not. Trying to see around arms of things and metal and, you know, so it goes. But, yeah, this is now extratonal.
It is.
The peaceful transition has begun.
It was perfect. Like, I stood up, you slid over. It was great.
I had to scramble trying to find where all my music was on the production drive. Like, I was like,
I was like, don't worry. Cut on the mic and I'll cover for you while you figure it out. Well, We got it tight.
In fact, now I can turn off the computer audio because we're going to be moving over to Serato.
Whoa.
What? That's crazy. But... yeah, so tonight I have an artist that our music department head, Connor, has been telling me about. He got her album sent to him a couple weeks ago, I think, and it's been sitting on his drive. He's like, Garen, seriously, you got to check out this band. Connor, I'm sorry, it's a terrible, terrible whatever. Of
impersonation.
You. Thank you, that's the word, impersonation. Yeah. But dude, like, totally, you got to check out this band. And the artist's name is Hanakiv, and she's London-based, Estonian-born. And she's got quite an interesting list of influences.
Hmm.
She's a classically trained pianist, composer, does a little bit of singing here and there. But, I mean, some of her influences are like Aphex Twin and Bjork and Arvo Pärt and like all these like modern composers and modern brainiacs of music. Bjork is what, did I say Bjork?
Because
Bjork's very Bjorkful.
Yeah.
Bjork is Bjork. I love Bjork. Bjork is great. but yeah, tonight I'm going to play her album Interlude in its entirety. And it's super cool. It runs an interesting gamut. It's like you can hear the classical influences and you can hear like drum and bass influences.
Hmm.
And I mean, in some of these tracks, she's got like crushing bass, just side chaining everything else going on, like drum and bass, you know, but slower. And it's like you go from these like throbbing lower frequency to these nice little twinkly piano parts over top. And even like she sings in a lot of the tracks, and she uses a lot of like Estonian vocal, like traditional vocal techniques.
Okay.
And it's quite interesting to hear, though she is singing in English for the most part.
Hmm.
But what I thought was super cool is in a few of the tracks, like I had to listen very carefully because when we make our playlists, we have to say, is it instrumental or are there vocals? And I was like, is that actually singing?
Hmm.
That's singing. Like you have to listen really hard, but you can kind of hear it in some of the tracks. And the production is super cool. It uses a lot of modern production techniques with like compression sidechain to other tracks and electronic influences, electronic instruments, electronic drums. Blended in with piano and vocals and like a lot of cool stuff. So yeah, Hanakiv, this is her second album, Interlude. The first album's name escapes me at the moment, but I'll dig it up later and let you guys know in the second part. I got to do some housekeeping stuff, right? Because I've already done our station. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. I don't think I said my name. Garen Fitzgerald. This is Extratonal. And I just want to let you all know, if you are so inclined, you can text in and talk with me and Matthew for as long as he's here. You probably just want to talk to Matthew. But he's got a bus to catch at some point, I'm sure. But just text in at 778-782-2573. That's 778-782-CJSF if you have one of those fancy pants alphanumeric keypads available to you. And we can actually respond to you. I've got an app on my phone that I can respond to people with. The
technology advances at stunning paces. And
right?
We struggle to keep up.
It is crazy. Like, this technology, how can you text through a phone, through someone else's phone? Like, we're texting through the... like, if you text in, I will see your message. And then I can reply to you from the station's phone number. And so,
It all starts with a computer, actually.
This is crazy. Please, go on.
It's incredible that there is this computer that allows theoretically all of us, because I haven't actually downloaded the app yet.
Huh?
So I don't have the ability to text through the computer to you, the listener. But we do appreciate you, the listener, and your ability and willingness to speak to us through the computer.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, Matthew could text back while he's doing a show.
That's, oh, my but, gosh. I got a text message, but it's not from this.
No, yeah. And I didn't send it to you this time. But, yeah, so if you want to text in, I'll just say that number one more time. It's 778-782-2573. Please let us know what you think. But it's time to get some music going. So I'm going to play four tracks up front. We've got Intro, Sunbeams, Numb, and Homekud. I don't know if I needed to put that in there, but I felt like it was important.
I feel like that was probably right. I was going to be very impressed. I was like, I didn't know you spoke Estonian. That's cool.
It's all about the confidence. People from Estonia are like, oh my God, this guy's a moron. But, you know, such is life. But yeah, we're going to go with those first four tracks, then we'll come back. We'll play some more. So here we go. This is Intro, fittingly named.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Extratonal CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and Matt from The Other Note is still here.
Woo, yeah.
Peaceful transition. So what do you think about all that going on right there?
So I thought they were both very cool. It was they were all very cool. The second song reminded me of some kind of like electronic, like pop music that I've heard over the years. And I couldn't quite place, it wasn't LaRue, but there was like the same era. There was a pop singer who made a song that didn't sound like that, but had kind of the same feeling. The rest of it was really interesting, especially that last song where it was more quiet, but it had some of the feel of like a movie soundtrack. And it's very interesting. It's very cool. I liked it. And you were talking a little bit about the plucking of the notes and like
Yeah, because there's a harp in there, or maybe they could just be plucking on the piano strings directly. But you were saying that you thought that there was a cloth on the strings, and I can see that, or they were using the damper pedal. I can't really tell, but the way they've got it mic'd, the piano mic'd, it's just like right up on there.
Yeah,
so you hear all the hammer action and all the pedals and everything, and it's so cool.
I was listening to Keith Jarrett. I don't know if you know Keith Jarrett. So Keith Jarrett, he did a lot of solo albums, and I was listening to one of them last night, and there is a part in it that it sounds like he's leaned over the keys and is like physically plucking the piano. And so it's kind of similar, but kind of different. Yeah.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah, because as soon as you said plucking the strings, it's like, oh man, maybe that isn't a harp. Because I thought at first, like the little plucky things were harps, but she is a pianist, and this is mostly piano and strings and stuff with a lot of electronic components. So.
But it does sound, I feel like if you hand pluck a piano, it has, like the sound is different. It's more sharp, because I guess piano string tension is really high.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I imagine you can't really pluck it the same way.
I don't know. Not going to go try it. I guess it depends on the piano, because an upright piano versus a grand piano, for instance, the strings are a little longer on a grand piano, just a little bit longer. You know, like a full grand is 8 feet, and then for the longest, or the length of the body.
Yeah.
And the baby grands are 6 feet. Uprights are about like four feet tall.
Yeah.
And then the strings are vertical. So she's definitely not playing an upright.
Fair.
I mean, I could be wrong. But, okay, so we got four more tracks coming up from this interlude album from Hanakiv. The next four are Likmatult, Malengen, Maysong, and Lopalol. I don't know.
Yeah. That one, I'm looking at it, and that is a rough pronunciation. They got a capital A.
Yeah.
And it throws it off.
And it's not even a real U. It's like a U mixed with a P.
Yeah.
It's something extra. But, these are the next four tracks we're going to listen to. And let's just start playing music, 'cause fun.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.